No matter where you live in Ohio, you will soon be hearing an ad like this.
Issue 2 would change our Constitution, creating a system of unelected commissioners who would influence who can represent us in the Capitol. They could set their own pay, and taxpayers would be forced to foot the bill.
That ad is sponsored by a group called Protect Your Vote. The group, along with the Ohio Republican Party, wants to defeat the proposed constitutional amendment that, if passed, would create a commission to draw boundary lines for congressional and legislative races in the future. Carlo Laparo is a spokesman for Protect Your Vote.
Issue 2 would create an unaccountable and unelected commission of government bureaucrats who would spend tax dollars but will not be accountable to taxpayers. The issue has too many flaws and leaves too many questions unanswered, and that's the message we're bringing to Ohio voters today.
Laparo says groups like the Ohio State Bar Association, the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation, and others are supporting his cause to defeat the proposed constitutional amendment. But he's not saying exactly who will be paying for this statewide ad buy.
Well, we'll report our contributors as required by law in October. We take contributions from individuals and groups.
I think it's interesting that they're not telling us who's paying for this one, because if they tell the truth and if they put forth a transparent project, then my side wins.
That's Sandy Tice, a spokeswoman for Voters First, the group that's backing the proposed constitutional amendment. She says the problem is that this ad is misleading voters.
It requires input from the citizens. Citizens can try to get on the commission if they want to, as long as they have good credentials. And they could have a seat at the table and watch while those new maps are made. The map that was in place today was done in secret in a hotel room, and the people who were drawing it in secret called it the bunker. That's the kind of mindset we're dealing with right now. The bunker would no longer be allowed, and citizens would sit at the table and have input in drawing the maps.
Tice says the current system allows the party in charge of state government to draw maps that favor its candidates, thereby making districts less competitive and allowing more extreme candidates to win elections. She says taxpayers currently pay for that politically shrouded process. Tice thinks once voters really learn about this proposal, they'll vote for the amendment. And she says her side will also air ads this fall, explaining the plan to voters. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.